T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. January is National Get Organized Month, and according to a new Bankrate survey, more than 27% of Americans working or recently unemployed have already taken a withdrawal from their retirement savings accounts, while nearly 1 in 5 Americans are contributing less to their retirement account now than before the crisis. So how can we get our retirement back on track? Here to help is Jim DeGaetano, president of Diamond Wealth Advisors and author of The Fruitful Retirement, a financial framework for your life's greatest chapter. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me, Vicki.
Jim, in your book, you write about 3 types of spending. Can you elaborate on each of those?
Yeah, I mean, there's different kinds of spending. And so needs, wants, and what I call legacy are the different kinds of spending that I elaborate in my book.
And there's an analogy that goes along with them, is that correct?
Yeah, there is. In the book, one of the things that I write about is over thousands of appointments over the years, I've kind of heard people discuss their hopes and fears and concerns, and especially with regards to retirement. And I noticed a few themes. And one of which was that as people get close to retirement, for example, they could be classified into one of 3 categories. And this could be the case even if they're not getting close to retirement. And each particular category, Vicki, represents a particular fiscal position with regards to their income and expenses. And so when you understand what that is, you can better create a financial plan or retirement plan. And what I found is our brains are so wired to be visual, it helps us remember and understand things much more clearly, that I related each of those particular categories to a fruit. So everyone either falls as an apple, a pear, an apple, or a strawberry, depending on their income coming in and their expenses in relation to whether those expenses are needs, necessary items, wants or desires, or legacy-type gifting.
You also discuss taking control of the things we have control of. Tell us about that.
Yeah, kind of like that serenity prayer, right? To grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We can control where we spend our money, Vicki, how it's allocated, how we invest it. We can control our choice to focus on setting goals and creating a plan to achieve them, or we can ignore it completely. We make a conscious choice, in my opinion, a conscious choice every day that our hearts are beating to see the glass half full or half empty. And so my view is take control of your fiscal situation. It's the new year. It's Get Organized Month, like you said earlier. Make a plan and act on it. And interestingly enough, we have some control over health care and our longevity, but most research, more and more research, is suggesting it's not our genetics that play a role in our health. Our outcomes are determined to a greater extent on our attitude and our behaviors than what we were born with. And what's interesting is when it comes to our finances, the number one reason people are successful financially is our behavior. And so the greatest determinant being our behavior is now something you really want to spend your energy on. And so our focus for the new year should be focusing on what we can control. And those things we cannot control, such as whether the stock market goes up or down in a given day, our tax system, or inflationary pressures that inevitably result in us paying more and more money when we go to the grocery store or buying on Amazon every year to live. We can't control what those things cost in the future or what that's going to look like. So focus our energy on what we can control, if that makes sense.
Why is it important to assemble a team, and who should be on that team?
Well, in my book, I actually do advocate working with professionals. The reason for that is that we as humans are not wired to make good financial decisions. It's actually our primal nature to spend, and everywhere we look, we're being sold something, as a matter of fact. And so for this reason, having the guidance of a professional can help guide us and align our emotions with our finances, and that can be very helpful. But one of the biggest reasons, I think, that I advocate for assembling a team is because there are only so many hours in the day, and our most precious asset, at least in my opinion, is our time. And so depending if you really want to spend your time doing your taxes, creating your estate plan and your financial and retirement plan, your investment portfolio, your insurance and survivor plan, if you really want to do all the knowledge and time and research and diligence that's necessary to get it done appropriately on your behalf, there are some sacrifices that are made, which could be having some fun, doing things that you actually would enjoy doing, or maybe your purpose in life. So yes, the more wealth one may have, the more important it may be to hire a team. But I do think it's important to also point out, Vicki, that sometimes people think they don't have enough money to hire professionals, and that's just not necessarily the case. I tend to think that's a myth. And so I suggest talk to people you trust, your family, your friends, your colleagues, who they work with. And that'd be a good starting place to get a step forward to begin to create a team of professionals that actually are doing what's in your best interest to help you. To me, two is better than one. Three is better than one. So find some professionals that you can trust to help you with certain parts of your life, and it gives you your time back.
Anything else we should know?
Well, in my book, we talk about retirement transition, and it has four stages. And ironically, these stages are somewhat similar to stages of grief, starting with acknowledgement, which leads to anxiety, but action applied to that anxiety will quell it and ultimately lead to its acceptance. And why I wanted to say that is because we're going through and we're in the process of this COVID and pandemic, and I've actually noticed these stages that people are having emotionally during this pandemic, being locked down, has led to a lot of anxiety. And so as we are getting out of this, I think action will really reduce that anxiety and allow us to accept what our circumstances is now, but also focus our energy on controlling what we can control, and that is fiscally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And I hope people can do that here in 2021.
I've been speaking with Jim DeGaetano, president of Diamond Wealth Advisors and author of The Fruitful Retirement, A Financial Framework for Your Life's Greatest Chapter. Jim, how can we get your book?
Anyone that is interested, thefruitfulretirement.com, thefruitfulretirement.com will take you to my website where you can purchase the book and actually get on our newsletter if you're interested in hearing some more about these interesting topics with regards to providing emotional and financial clarity about the different transitions, including retirement, that people go through over their journey here. So thefruitfulretirement.com. And thank you so much, Vicki, for having me.
Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.